even though they've been here almost 2 years, it's still an honor and a privilege. I remember when he was pastoring in Colombia, and he was feeling an urge to other ministry. And I don't know if he understood what that meant, but during one of the general councils, or one of the district councils, it's when I was on the presbytery board, I laid hands on him. And I remember the prayer I prayed. I said, God, open the path for him to walk. And whatever it is you have in store for him, I know that he'll fit perfectly. So put him there in the name of Jesus. That's the prayer that I prayed over him. And it has borne fruit. And he's doing a great job. He's going to be telling y'all about it. So Ken, come, and your family with you. Amen. Just obey the Lord.
Well, we want to ask you to stay here for just a moment, and I want to thank you, Pastor Bernie, and all of the church. God bless you this morning. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Now, this church, as you said, is known in many places, and among the many places this church is known, it is also known in Honduras, Central America. There are people who have seen your church, and representatives from this church have even went down to Honduras. We had the pleasure of hosting them as they helped us with two churches that we built on the island of Roatan. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this church is awesome when it comes to missions, and you have a committee of missions, and we would like to ask you if you would stand, please, your missions committee. Would you stand, those of you that are here? Okay. Praise the Lord.
I know one's in there.
Okay. Some of them are shy. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. So on behalf of our family, we want to present this small expression of a certificate of appreciation for First Assembly of God, Rock Hill, South Carolina, for your extreme generosity, your vision for missions, and heart for the harvest from the Harrell family and the Children's Gift Ministry in Honduras. God bless you.
Amen.
From all
amen.
Of us and from our heart. We appreciate you.
Thank you,
thank
sir.
You, Pastor Bernie.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. So at this time, I'm going to present to you my wife and her our children.
Good morning. It's a blessing to be here this morning, you know, with the family of God and, you know, we calling our church. Amen. And thank you for let us, you know, to enjoy you this 3 year going to be in February. And thank you for let us, you know, feeling home. Amen. It's how you, when we came, you know, you welcome us, and we still, you know, now we going, we leave, you know, and we're going miss you. But I know you pray for us, and thank you for this prayer you do, you know, and support missionaries. I appreciate and love you. Amen. And Merry Christmas. I'm going to present our children.
Good morning. Our family and I want to say thank you for supporting Harrell Family Missions. And I just want to say that it's been a great time being here in Rock Hill with y'all. I've made a couple friends here, and it's been a great time just making relationships. That it's hard for us missionary kids to make friends sometimes or make deep relationships with people because we travel so much, and it's heartbreaking, you know, just leaving others that we know. As we're going to leave back to Honduras, you know, we have to make new friends down there and get to know new people. And something I'll always remember, too, about this house that when I first came here, I finally had my own room. Because I had to live with this kid.
I had to live with you.
For 15 years. So I really enjoyed my own privacy in my own room for a while. So I just want to say thank you for that. And we want to share a verse with y'all. Juan 3:16, porque de tal manera amó Dios al mundo que ha dado a su Hijo unigénito para que todo aquel que crea no se pierda, mas tenga la vida eterna.
Can anybody tell me what verse this is? Nobody? Wow, you guys didn't get A's in Spanish, right? Wow, okay.
John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you very much, Harold family. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. I have a few minutes that I want to share with you, and one of the greatest things that has happened to us here in the United States, this itineration cycle, okay, because missionaries, they serve on the field, and they come back, and they have a cycle. So we are unique, if you haven't noticed already, our ministry has been no different. Thank you, Pastor Bernie, for your prayer for us way back then, probably about close to 12 years ago. We are a miracle as a result of your prayers. Thank you so very much. Our first term on the field as missionaries was 11 years. Our first term, 11 years. And this is our first itineration. We never itinerated before we went. How does that work? We don't recommend that unless you know that God is in it. And God was in it. I want to give a shout out real quick to the Beaufords that are here with us. Praise God again. Thank you very much, amen, for being with us. And when our team came down, a part of the team was from this church, and a number of the members of the team, I was hoping they would be here, but they're working in other areas. But Brother Jason was a part of that team, as well as our district missions director, Steve Allen. And they asked us, where are you going to live when you return home for itineration? And we said, well, we're not really sure. Most of our family lives in Greenville, South Carolina. They said, well, would you consider moving to and staying in Rock Hill? And I said, Rock Hill? I had no idea about Rock Hill. And so eventually it worked out to where this church and the vision and heart for missions that you have, you took a building, a house on your property and converted it into a missions ministry, a missions house. Wow. That is so awesome. I'm here to tell you. And so they invited us. We came by faith. The first time that we ever came to Rock Hill, South Carolina was the day we pulled our U-Haul trailer here. And we are coming down Edward Street. And I said, cool, they have a U-Haul place right on the street. Awesome. And, I'm going slow and I'm taking it all in. I saw the crosses and the rock, of First Assembly of God. I'm going slow. And I notice this black car is behind me, is tailgating me. But I'm like, that's okay. I'm going to just take my time. And then we look and we see a crowd of people that are standing in front of the house, in front of the garage, a crowd of young people. And they're all waving at us and clapping with great big huge smiles. And we said, this must be the place, right? I'm telling you, we were fresh off of the mission field. And, we didn't know, what to expect. And I tell you, you welcomed, you rolled out the red carpet. You made us feel like heroes, so special. And I tell you, those who fixed up that house and those who prepared it, those who furnished it, who stocked it with such love and care, walked us through that house room by room, so filled with joy at the opportunity to share what God had shared with you. And I mean, there were tears. It was a beautiful thing. I mean, the house was furnished. The house was stocked. There was even a crock pot in the kitchen with a pot roast that had smelled up the whole house. And they took us room by room. I want to tell you, it was almost like going to heaven. and showing us room by room. And then finally, Brother Jason, he said, all right, now, are you ready for this? And he opened up the door to the master bedroom, and there was the king-size bed and just everything. Everything was just so beautiful. Thank you for that. You don't know how it made our family feel. Okay, to come home after 11 years of service, our first itineration, and we knew we had a long haul ahead of us, and we were going to need a refuge. And you know, God works in such mysterious ways. He knows what he's doing. If we'll just let him do it, he knows best. And we love our family in Greenville. A lot of them are not Christians, and they're not saved. So we look back now, and we say, this was the best thing. Okay, because we can visit them and they can visit us. You know, our children and us, we're far enough away to we're not caught up into all the family drama all the time, if you know what I mean. Right? Yeah, holidays are here, you know. So it has been wonderful. Wonderful. Your prayers for my parents, my mom and dad, I know many of you have been watching, have been following us for years. God has worked such a miracle in my mom. After I first got saved, I got mad at God and said, God, why are you not saving my mom? I was the first one in my family to be saved, spirit-filled. I began to preach Holy Ghost revivals, and my mom said he's joined a cult. She was as far away from God, you know, she's from up north, and there's not a lot of gospel up there, unfortunately, and I said, God, why are you not saving my mom? And I had a lot of zeal, didn't have a lot of wisdom, and the Lord, just how he gently teaches and corrects and rebukes, says, free will, free will. You don't know how I am working in your mother's life. After all, I saved you. And I'm sending you to her, right? And so after I repented and reconciled my heart after falsely judging God, he laid another layer of revelation on me that I've never forgotten. He knew that I needed this. And he said, and by the way, what makes your mama's soul any more important than anyone else's on the whole earth? Wow. In other words, if you're going to preach my word, you've got to love everybody the same, with that same love, with that same passion. You've got to cry out to me for the souls of all of those that are lost the same way that you are for your own mama. And God knew that he would call me to pastor and in a preparation season. And then he knew that he would call us to world missions. Wow. We're all in a season. We're all in seasons. And I want to share this verse with you in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. And I believe this will fit in this season. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice, from henceforth, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Hallelujah. And then in Matthew chapter 4, verse 14, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people which sat in darkness saw great light. And to them which sat in the region of the shadow of death, light is sprung up. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Hallelujah. Each and every one of us is in a season of spiritual growth. And the reason that we're saved and we're here today is because of missions. Jesus has called us to follow in his footsteps. Somebody can agree with that. Amen? Amen. And so we're celebrating, as Pastor mentioned earlier, not only the birth, the death, the burial, the resurrection, but now Jesus in all of his glory is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he is the one who is the missions director. He's orchestrating through the body of Christ world missions every day. Through the Holy Spirit, through the body of Christ, you and I are involved as we pray, as we give, and as we go. Whose idea was missions anyway? Was it man's idea? Now, we're smart, but we're not that smart. Was it the church's idea? We have committees, we do great things, we plan. But no. Missions is the very heart of God. And in eternity past, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost came together and created the plan of salvation. And the Son said to the Father, I'll go. And Jesus left all of his glory of heaven and came down to earth. He left his home as the first missionary and was born of a virgin, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. He walked a mile in our shoes. Amen? There's nobody who can tell you, I know how you feel, like Jesus can. He can be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. He died on the cross. It is finished. Hallelujah. Rose from the dead. And now, with the pouring out of the Holy Spirit, we have a promise. And this promise is to every nation, every kindred, every tribe, every tongue. In Romans chapter 10, verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whoever. Porque de tal manera amó Dios al mundo que ha dado. For God so loved the world. So loved the world that he gave. So, somebody prayed for me. I don't know who. Somebody prayed for me. But be careful what you pray for. God saved me, set me on fire, hallelujah. And I just began to share with everybody everywhere. I've always had this problem. I can't shut up. So I began to use that gift that God gave to me. I just couldn't stop talking about Jesus. I couldn't keep a job because I praised the Lord too much. I remember one job, they called me and they said, if you don't stop saying hallelujah, praise Jesus, you're out of here. I said, well, fire me now because that ain't happening. You know it and I know it. It's Jesus. Somebody say Jesus. Jesus. When Jesus is on the inside, you can't hide it. And I'd cry on the job. I'd read Pentecostal Evangels and Missions Move. And I'd cry and I'd weep. And I'd say, God, I know you have a purpose for me. I know you have a plan. And I just couldn't wait. I was yearning for the day that God would call me. And he finally called me to preach, called me in a full-time ministry. And I'm so fulfilled. I'm so thankful to be able to share what Jesus did for me, reached way down below the bottom and saved my soul from the flames of a devil's hell. Hallelujah. He gave us eternal life. And I don't care how old you are here today. I got good news. You're never going to die. I don't care how sick you are. It doesn't matter. You will be healed. If not here, over there. All of the promises that we have are yea and amen in Christ Jesus our Lord. Why not share the good news? Well, I didn't know that God was going to be calling me to missions in the way that he did, but he did. And through your prayers, we're going to be showing you a short video here in a few minutes. And you know, as we build churches and as we reach children and as we do the children's gift ministry and the work that we founded and all of this, it's all thanks to our heroes who are you, our supporters. Your faith and confidence in us, your love and care for our family and our ministry, and you getting involved in who we are and in what we do, how we do it, most importantly, why we do it. We want you to feel our heart that we're passionate to win the lost, to plant churches. So when we first went to Honduras, my faith wasn't big enough, Pastor Bernie, in that verse that said, open your mouth and God will fill it. It still came out English. My wife had to translate for me. And with two toddlers and a newborn, she said, if you're going to keep up this kind of schedule, you need to learn the heavenly language. Español. Off to Costa Rica we went, San Jose, for a year. They stretched my tongue. They rolled over with a steam ladder. They put it through the ringer. That rebellious member, James chapter 3. Oh, my goodness. Finally, I came out of there speaking a little bit of Spanish. But over the next years, God would bless me to be able to speak fluently in Spanish, to be able to preach, to be able to translate. And you know what? I still couldn't shut up. Now I can speak in two languages. Hallelujah. Yo quiero decir todo el mundo acerca de Jesús. I want to tell the whole world about Jesus. And God has been so gracious to even me, an uneducated country boy, to be able to learn a second language and to be able to share Christ with a greater portion of the world. How awesome is that? Woo, glory. I mean, hallelujah, I'm excited. Through your prayers and support, we've been able to build 21 churches in the country of Honduras. This is thanks to you. You and us, we are God's missions team. We couldn't do it without you. I don't know if you have, you know, had the opportunity to emphasize this, but missionaries in the Assemblies of God, we don't receive a salary from headquarters. We raise our support. So if it wasn't for individuals and churches like you, our budget would be zero. Prayer covering in San Pedro Sula, Honduras, has been dubbed one of the murder capitals of the world. We need your prayers for safety, but mostly for fruit. Because that's what we want to do. We want to be fruitful. And we said, God, how can we be fruitful? So we started a children's gift ministry. Make a real long, long, long story short. God has blessed us to be able to reach 30,000 children in 200 locations across the country annually. Woo! Hallelujah! Somebody shout and run out two times. I mean, I'm telling you, that's... It just blows my mind. It's outgrown us. We got a volunteer base of about 150 in the Children's Gift Ministry warehouse in San Pedro Sula. We have a national volunteer base of about 3,500. And just last month, our team went out into the jungle of the Mosquitia, largest wilderness area in Central America, and they distributed 300,000 scripture booklets in the indigenous language of the Mosquito Indians. Unreached people groups out there. Wow. We have a team that we've trained, equipped conferences for children's pastors, and it's a group of 11 Hondurans who, as we're able to raise about $1,500, they go out and hold a two-day conference with 100 new children's workers who have no clue about how to work with children, how to start a children's church, how to do a kids' crusade, and they get trained and equipped. And so far, they have trained 1,400 new children's pastors throughout Honduras. That's multiplying. That's multiplying your impact in the kingdom of God. We'll never know how many people have been reached until we get to heaven. Hallelujah. The increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Hallelujah. Honduras is in crisis. One of the pastors, he told me, he said, Honduras is in crisis, but we are in Christ. The world may be in crisis. Our government may be in crisis, but we are in Christ. Hallelujah. We've read the end of the book. We know who wins. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We love you. We thank you. Words can't express how it feels for us to come off of the field, off of the trail. Last Sunday we were in Agawam up in Massachusetts in a service. We purchased that minivan. It had like 49,000 miles on it, and I called him and I said, "Hey, how much will you take us as a trade-in?" He said he offered me way, way less. I said, "Why?" He said, "That's what happens when you put 50,000 miles on a vehicle in 1 year." Wow. God's been so good to be able to have a place where we can come, and your missions house has been a refuge for the Harrell family. Thank you so very much. I'm going to run through a few slides, and then we'll show that video. In the next slide, you're going to see that was my wife and I when we were in Springfield, Missouri for missionary approval and training. We're fully appointed now with AGWM. We got to meet with the superintendent of the Assemblies of God, as Doug Clay. And then, as I was talking about, if any of you want to visit our table in the foyer, you want to visit us, childrensgiftministry.com. We also work with BGMC. And then this is our little man that we adopted from Honduras, Yeller. How many of you have a little man? Yep. And so when we brought him on the airplane, he had to have his passport picture. So there he is in his passport picture. Right? Yeah? All right. So then in the next slide, you're going to see these are our ministries, Children's Gift Ministry. And then in the next, you'll see this was the first program that we ever started. We started very humble. We didn't have enough supporters in order to be able to survive on the field. Got to work miracles. And then once you get your support, you call your pastors and you say, Pastor, or you say, Missions Director, we've got a special project. Will you help us with a special missions project? And so the gift bag ministry, you pack your items in the gift bags and you ship them to Honduras. We have a shipping company. It's called the Dip Shipping Company. And the Dip Shipping Company is the official shipping company of the Children's Gift Ministry. If you go on our website, childrensgiftministry.com, you'll see where the gift bag ministry has a brochure. And on the second page, it has all the shipping instructions. It's a shipping tip sheet. It's the dip shipping tip sheet. I digress. So we're receiving these gift bags, and our children have the privilege of opening the boxes and counting all of the bags, taking the candies out of them that have melted. Please don't put candies in your bag, okay, per Victor. And so then we distribute these in evangelism events where children who've never owned a hairbrush, a toothbrush, hygiene items, they receive this gift bag, and there are many who give their lives to Jesus Christ in the evangelism events. So one day we're out on the back road and we're handing these out and we wonder, why aren't they in school? They said school is free, but if they don't have the required school supplies, they cannot attend. So then we realized that the gangs were taking advantage of the fact that the judicial system in Honduras will not prosecute a minor for murder. So this is what's perpetuating this violence. They're using the children to commit extortion and murder. So we said, as missionaries, as your missionaries, how can we make a difference here? It's not about us. How many know sometimes you think you thought something and you wasn't the one who thunk it? Right? It's the Holy Spirit through the body of Christ. It's Christ that's orchestrating and organizing world missions. And so he gave us the Children's Gift Ministry, and we started a Back to Classes with Jesus. And this right here is the program that has an accumulative reach as of this year of over 100,000 children in over 200 locations across the country. They receive their backpack filled with school supplies, and it gets them off of the streets, out of the reach of the gangs, into school, and connected with local churches. You'll see more about that in the video. In the next slide, this is the story of a woman who her three kids and her newborn, they just lost their father. He'd been killed by the gangs in Honduras, and yet she could smile. And we asked her how, and she said, because I didn't know how my boys were going to be able to go to school. And if they were left on the streets, I knew there was a big chance that they would follow their father and his fate. And so I'm just so happy, and I can smile because of these school supplies. Now my kids can go to school. Praise God. This is what you're supporting. You know, a child, they wake up in their little hut, and they look up, and on that nail is hanging a backpack filled with school supplies. It's a game changer for them. It's a life changer. It impacts their destiny. Thank you for giving to the Lord. Amen. And then in the next slide, this is the Equip Conferences for Children's Pastors. And then in the next slide, we'll just close out there with that. We are 95%, woo-hoo, of our budget. Finally, woo. Somebody said, how is itineration? How do you like itineration? Oh, I love it. Love it. I believe it's God's plan and God's model. What if we came home and itinerated and they said, hey, look, we got your budget already raised for you. Here you go and go. We wouldn't have the opportunity to have relationship. We have relationship with our churches, and I believe that's biblical, that our giving should be based upon relationship. So we get to come to your church. You get to hear our heart. And you get to learn about who we are, what we do, how we do it, why we do it, right? And so then your giving is based on relationship. So it's taken us this long. So here's what we've learned about itineration. There may be some of you that are called as missionaries. Stop running from that call. We need missionary associates, okay? There are three parts, okay? There's the pre-event. Then there's the event, and then there's post-event. Okay, what do I mean by that? Okay, the pre-event is I sit over there in that missions house. I've got a phone and a pen. I've got the power. I'm calling pastors. Will you please schedule us for a missions service? Please, okay, that's pre-event. And then when we finally get a pastor to answer and they schedule us, we get to go. So our calendar has been full, and then we go. And when we arrive and we have this mission service, hallelujah, it's the event. And we do our best to share with you our heart. And then we have the post-event where we contact the pastor like a month later and we say, hey, remember me? Would you please follow up and consider supporting us? Would you follow through with that missions pledge? So you got pre-event, event, post-event. And a lot of times all that overlaps and it gets messy. But God helps keeping us straight. You know why? Because he wants to fulfill his promise. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. This is what it's all about. So we want to thank you. Praise God. You can go to that last slide. We want to thank you for your heart for missions, for supporting this church and its missions program. And it's impacting the world. You have missionaries. You look on your wall back there. Pray for your missionaries. Support your church's missions program. If you've never been on a missions trip, go on a missions trip. You'll love it. If you're scared, just come down to Honduras and we'll take good care of you. We love hosts. We got a pretty good reference here, right? I'm going to close with this, Romans chapter 10, verse 13. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? How? And how shall they believe on him whom they've never heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? We take so seriously the great honor that it is for us to stand before you this morning and say that God has sent us. When we returned from Honduras, we didn't know what God was going to do with us. We did not assume automatically that as a career decision, it would be easier to stay a missionary in the Assemblies of God. We knelt down in front of the golden sofa in your formal living room. And we prayed, my wife and I. And we said, God, show us what you want us to do. Open the doors that you want to open and close the doors that you want to close. And give us favor. Give us favor, Lord. And we will follow the favor. And you know what? God has surprised us over and over and over again. Is that your testimony? Amen? His favor, his divine appointments with such beautiful people like you. For us, it is such an honor to be your arms extended to the people of Honduras. Thank you. Praise God. Father, I ask you to bless this congregation, Lord. If there be a soul in here that is not in the right place with you that they should be, I pray that they will find a place of repentance because this is your gospel message. And I pray, Lord, for those who have a calling on their life, if they're running from that call, that they will run to the feet of Jesus and say, here am I, Lord, send me. And Lord God, we pray for those who are the senders and the givers that you will bless and prosper them in their obedience. God, continue to bless this church and the great blessing they have been, Lord, to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Enjoy this video.
Hello from the Harrell family, your missionaries, returning after 10 years of missions ministry to the country of Honduras. We want to say thank you for your prayers and financial partnership.
With your help, we've been able to build 21 churches in the country of Honduras, from the inner cities to the jungles to the island of Roatan. Harrell Family Missions founded the Children's Gift Ministry. Its partners, through its various programs, reach tens of thousands of children. One of these programs is called Back to Classes with Jesus. You may have heard of it. Its tagline is Changing a Nation Through Salvation and Education. How can something as simple as a backpack change a nation? For several years now, Honduras has been named most violent country per capita for violent murders. Our hometown of San Pedro Sula has been dubbed murder capital of the world. The Back to Classes with Jesus program gets these kids off of the streets and out of the reach of the gangs, into school and connected with a local church before gangs have a chance to recruit them. This is how your partnership is changing a nation through salvation and education. Other benefits of the program are, through its manual, local church leaders are trained how to reach out and invite the poor children in their communities to the Kids Crusade, in which they will hear the gospel. Many accept Jesus Christ into their heart as Lord and Savior. They receive their backpack filled with school supplies. These same leaders are trained how to follow up with these children and their families. We are thrilled with the feedback that local churches are growing as a result. Many churches in the poor areas could never afford to have hosted an event of this magnitude on their own. Your partnership not only rescues the children from the street gangs, it also helps to put their churches on the map in their communities in a whole new way. Some children have participated in the Back to Classes with Jesus program 6 years in a row now and testify how it has changed their lives. In 2018, its 7th annual national outreach, supporters of the Back to Classes with Jesus program are celebrating having met the goal of reaching 30,000 children in 200 locations across Honduras, changing a nation through salvation and education.
It's a pleasure to get to stand here. We're going to take up an offering for Ken. And Ken talked about the itineration cycle and what it's like. And I'm going to just kind of educate you on a little bit of the nuts and bolts of it. So on one side, missionaries have to raise, you probably don't know this because I try not to get into the weeds with you guys very much. Try to worry about that for you. But as I was sitting here thinking, I said, there's something that you need to know for Ken in particular. A missionary has to raise two types of support whenever they're itinerating. The first type is what most of us are familiar with, and that is we pass the plate and give them what's called a cash offering. And so a missionary has a cash budget that they have to raise before they can leave. And believe it or not, that's actually the easiest kind of funds for a missionary to raise, because they come to your church, they tell you all the good things that's going on, and you write a check today, and you're done with it, and you feel good. Ken, you doing pretty good on your cash budget?
Almost
there, okay. The hard support to raise is the pledge. The monthly support that says, I'll stand behind you every month. Now, our church, we have, I believe it's 22 different, I say missionaries and works, because a couple of ours are actually organizations, but we have 22 that we stand behind on a monthly basis. Amen. Ken's one of them, and this year we doubled what we support him with. Now, I'm telling you that to tell you that we're looking to go deeper with all of our missionaries as a church. And what we're going to do here in a couple minutes is we're going to pass the plate, and we need to bless our brother Ken with a cash offering. No doubt. I don't have to tell you guys that. You guys, man, y'all knock it out of the park every time we do this. But what we don't ever tell you, and as I was sitting there thinking, you know, somebody in here today, you know, Ken's been living with us almost 3 years now, and someone in here today may have had their heart moved for the exact work that Ken's doing. And although we as a church are supporting Ken as a whole, when you give to the, you write a check and you say, I'm going to give so much to missions per month, we take a piece of that and we give it to Ken. He's one of our missionaries that we support. We use that contribution that you give to the General Missions Fund to fund all of our pledges. But maybe in here today you say, Lord, you've connected my heart today with Honduras. And I want you to keep giving to the other things you're giving, but maybe God today stirred your heart to say, I personally am going to stand behind Ken. See, I'm going to tell you that as your missions director, I give an amount to our missions fund every month. But beyond that, I have taken on a missionary myself. I did this years ago because God began to move in my heart and say, there's a special place that you need to support. And I don't tell you that to brag. I tell you that to know that it may have never occurred to you that that's something that you can do. But it is. There is absolutely no reason that you as an individual, as a part of this church, can't pick up Ken and say, I'm going to stand behind you. So when Ken says, I'm 95% of my budget raised, what he really means is he's got 5% of that monthly support number that still has to be pledged in Springfield before they'll let him get on a plane and get back to doing all the great things he's doing in Honduras. So when we pass the plate this morning, I want you to give a cash offering. I want you to bless him today. But I also want you to consider that maybe God has called you specifically. Now, I don't think that's every one of us in here. There might be one, maybe two people. But I believe somebody in here, God's called you to stand behind Ken and his family with a personal commitment to his ministry. And if that's you, he's got pledge forms and he can connect you. If you can't get to him today, you get to me. I can connect you with Springfield and how we do all of this. But I wanted you to know that's an option. When we talk about giving, that's an option for you to personally become invested in a missionary. Let me tell you what that looks like on my end. Every quarter, I go to the mailbox and I get a legitimate letter from a missionary from the field. I have a personal relationship. I email with, I text with the missionary that I support because I now stand behind them just like an entire church stands behind them. And let me tell you something, it changes how you see missions. When you know that you are personally investing in the one missionary that God connected your heart with. And it doesn't have to be for $200 a month. Praise the Lord, it can be, but it doesn't have to be. Maybe God said, I want you to get connected with Ken, and maybe it's $10 a month. But if God has laid on your heart the opportunity to get personally connected with the ministry that he's doing in Honduras, then you have the opportunity. He can help you through it. I can help you through it. But I wanted you to know that that opportunity is available for you. When you read the news and you hear about, I mean, you've heard about all the crisis in Honduras. Let me tell you something. It is a legit problem down there. But we are so thrilled that we get to partner with the solution to their problem. Because we know the answer to Honduras' problem is Jesus Christ. And we are blessed to have people who are doing tremendous work to validate Ken's ministry. He's not only receiving aid from the Assemblies of God. He's not only receiving aid from, you know, the best movement there ever was. He's got completely different faith-based organizations that come alongside the work they're doing. When you see a missionary on the field that's able to garner support across organization lines, that's evidence that they're doing legitimate, viable, good work, and we're proud to stand behind them. So, gentlemen, if you'll come, we're going to take up an offering. And as always, I know you guys, man, y'all blessed the socks off our missionaries. There's a reason that we're known. It's because of your faithfulness. John, can I pray over this one? Thank you. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for the work that you're doing around the world. As we come to this time of year, when you sent your son to buy us back. Lord, I was reminded this morning that this is good news for all people. And Lord, all is a really small word that has really big implications. But Lord, that means that you love Hondurans. And Lord, that you love that nation that is in turmoil. And Lord, you love the good and the bad of Honduras. And Father, we're grateful that you have called Ken and his family, Lord, to be a part of the spearhead of the solution to that nation's problem. And so, Lord, we ask that you would continue to bless them. And, Lord, that you would bless them through us. That we would be a blessing to their ministry. And that we would be able to invest where you have called our hearts to invest. And, Lord, if there's any here today who you're stirring towards that monthly support, then, God, I ask that you give them the courage. Because it's a step of faith when you do that kind of thing. But, Lord, I ask that you would give them the courage to see what life's like being personally invested in the frontline missions work. Lord, I ask that you bless what's given today. And as you always do, stretch it as far as humanly possible and then on into the supernatural. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Evidently, it was on when I was sitting down there, and I turned it off whenever I come up here. One thing that I want to make clear, if you're just giving in the offering and maybe writing a note, this goes to Ken. Springfield, the Division of Foreign Missions, they don't accept that. Not that they don't trust you, not that they don't appreciate it, but it's not reliable. But if you sign a pledge card and said, I will do my best to stand behind him each month for $10, $25, whatever it is, then they do accept that, and it goes toward his ministry's goals, because they have to raise money to be able to put on all the events. That's a part of their budget to be able to meet the needs of that ministry. Every missionary does that. Not only their own personal needs, but the needs of that ministry. Something that some other groups do not do, but we do in the Assemblies of God, because it gets all the people involved in ministry, not only praying, but giving also. And you guys knock it out of the park. You're great. Let's stand together, if you would. Be sure to stop by and let Ken know how much you appreciate his ministry and what he's doing. They're very close. And Griselda is just that close to receiving her citizenship with the United States. So we're excited about that. And they have, they love our church so much. They joined our church, and we are their home church now. Amen. Let's bow our heads together. Father, what a wonderful service. What a wonderful group that you've sent here today. Bless us as we go out. Bless us as we come back this evening and all the festivities. Let it be an enjoyable time of worship, of praise, of fellowship. In Jesus' name, amen.